You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Steph. Steph, it is so nice to have you back in the studio today. For all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in. And I got to tell you, me and Steph, we are living proof that COVID, bird flu, whatever you want to call it, is alive and well, because I have been fighting it since the end of June. And then you got it. And
I'm 2 weeks, yeah.
It kicked our butts.
Yeah.
Kicked our butts.
No fun.
Bird flu. I'm like, we'll fly on in another direction, because let me tell you, it's the same as COVID. And it is back alive and well. And they can call it, you know, they can say, oh, they're just making it up because it's an election year. Let me tell you what, I laid in that bed like I was dying. So it is glad to have us both back. We're decootied. We're not contagious. Danny wouldn't let us in the studio till we went through the bill of health, and but it is back and affecting restaurants again. Election or no election, it's affecting our people whether they come in or not.
No.
So we're
it's
back.
A part of the repertoire. It's a new
it is
standard
a
now. It's
That's
a cold
right.
into the flu, guys. It's not going
anywhere. That is right. So, that is right.
That's how you proceed with life.
And it kicked my butt just as much. The only thing now is we weren't dying from it because we had medication. So how's life?
Good.
Life is good.
Easy, yeah.
We're automating the world still.
Yeah, we're automating your world. And then
we're staying very busy.
We just did a huge deployment in Miami. We got some big stuff happening in Orlando. So
cool. Is there a food show coming up?
Food show will be the FRLA. Florida Restaurant Lodging Show.
Okay, that's September usually.
November.
November,
yeah,
okay.
That'll be the next showcase.
And I think we've got a Cisco one and a Cheney one coming between then.
Yeah, they'll all be doing their shows.
We'll be doing that.
Season's coming.
Because, you know, three girls' burgers, because it only takes three women to do five men's job.
Exactly.
Legal straighten me out on that one.
You got to dot your I's and cross your T's. You don't get in trouble yet.
So we are opening on the 6th. Three girls' burgers in the campus. We're excited about that. We're going to be all automated by then, and we're going well. So we're waiting for that to happen. I can tell you, you know, when I and you meet on the outside, I'm looking for a martini. You're looking for a good drink. We have our go-to places.
We do.
And I'm going to put a little, you know, Wednesday night is $5 martini night at Masa, okay? I'm doing a job with Masa. We're doing event together, me and Masa, in the upcoming weeks that I'll tell everybody about when we get to it. But $5, I can't miss out on their $5 martini night, because Kim's still frugal.
Well, yeah, we know you like
Kim
martinis.
Crocker.
It's
Kim
okay
Crocker.
Though, because my wine hole is here with us today.
Well, and that's what I was going to say.
And I'm very excited about where I will be found in the
That's
future.
What I was going to talk about, because one of my favorite, and I know after the show they're going to go and do this for Kim, because I live by there, I eat there. So everybody listening, I am so glad. Stephanie, introduce our guests today.
All right, we got the lovely Erica Hughes from Villa Palma. This is her family-owned restaurant. And then we have Jack, her right-hand man, that slings amazing drinks and cocktails with the new renovation about Villa Palma. So hello, you two. How are you?
Hi. And thank you for coming, because I have to tell you, I get all kinds of texts. You know, you got to get Villa Palma on. And then, of course, you know, Facebook blows up stuff and they put the wrong stuff. It's like, oh, they lost their restaurant in Cocoa and blah, 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 blah. So I'm glad to have you here, because the one thing we like to do, and we've been doing this since COVID, when little restaurants, big restaurants, were all getting a bad rap. You know, they would say this happened. I would say, oh, no, we're going to get them on the show. We're going to get the truth. So right here today, we have Villa Palma. They have, and you tell us, you've closed the Coco location. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Not because you lost it.
Correct.
Just because, you know, sometimes leasing issues comes up and all kinds of issues that people that aren't in restaurant business don't understand.
Yes.
It's not like we screwed up. It's not like we didn't have business. Because I have to tell you, you know, I used to drive all the way to Garrett to get my little carbonara. Now I'm glad I can get it in the Atlantic. And I can't wait for you to tell us and the listeners about the new changes. I love them. I've been there twice already since you changed.
Thank you.
And I'm really, Jack, I'm bummed I haven't met you yet because it was two other guys slinging drinks. But I just loved them. I felt comfortable. I love a bar that a woman can walk into alone, sit down. You know, I always say I have a face for radio, but Steph here has a face for podcasting, okay? And both of us want to be able to walk in a bar and feel comfortable, not get harassed, you know, not have to beat them off like you have to, you know, Stephanie, when but
I got Jack to beat my butt.
Totally comfortable in there. Totally comfortable sitting at the bar. I was glad to see it. You know, in the day I used to slither in dirty chef's clothing and sit like in a back booth and, you know, and scrunched down while I ordered so they didn't see what I was wearing. But I love it. It's a little more upscale now. So tell the listeners. Tell the listeners, first of all, why'd you leave Coco? Let's tell everybody.
We had our lease for 5 years.
Okay.
And the renewal was coming up. And our family had a meeting with the owners of the building. And they decided not to renew their lease because they were expanding. So
okay.
We had them upstairs. We were downstairs in the restaurant. And then there's another unit next door to us. So they were moving. They're basically demoing the whole thing
to
expand their business.
So there you have it. It's just a matter of the people that own the building wanted it back. So everybody stop the sanity, okay?
Nothing
failed.
So now
tell us about the new.
Okay.
Tell us about the new, because I got to tell you, I love the new changes.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so we've been in business since 87. We were on
Fifth
Avenue.
Congratulations
first.
On that.
Thank
you know that's tough.
Yeah, my you know, father and mother worked very hard. Mm-hmm.
Your father's still around, Frank.
Frank is my brother.
Pepe. Frank's your brother. Frank's your brother.
Yeah.
See, what do
my
I
brother.
Know?
Yes.
Pepe, because we all know your family and you know the people who've been around all these years. So Pepe is your father.
Pepe's my father.
Frank is your brother.
Yes.
And now is he working with you?
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're all right with that. I can't work. You know, I have three brothers, and I can only work with them for about five minutes.
Those two were the dynamic duo for the last couple of years.
That's awesome.
Over there.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for
yeah.
you. I do love my brothers, and Stephanie can tell you they're always around my restaurants. But sometimes it's just like, oh my God, please, yeah. Somebody take them out for a drink somewhere else.
Yes.
No, take them to Villa Palma.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm very fortunate to be able to be with
with
my
family.
Parents and my brother and doing this with them. You know, my brother opened up, well, my father obviously too, but my brother opened up Coco Village, and that was really his baby, and he just did such a wonderful job. And about 2.5 years ago, I jumped on board with him, and that was just, you know, Coco Village closing is just, like, I don't even want to get teary now, but
yeah,
heartbreaking.
Well,
yes,
I
really
got to tell
baby.
You, because I talk to people all the time, it's heartbreaking for them. It's heartbreaking for the people that went there. They're like, oh, my gosh, you know, we don't want to drive all the way to India. I said, it's not that far. It's really not that far because I used to drive up to Coco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's take the kids for a ride night, you know, go. And but I'm hoping that I'm always going to have a, you know, they might get too busy for us. I like to keep these kind of places secrets.
Yeah, I
like
know.
We
Hats
have you guys
out of the bag now. So,
and you're a bartender. Have you been to Lord's Library?
I have been to Lord's Library quite a few times.
So they've been on the show, and we love them, and we support them, and they advertise with us all the time. But I can't get a seat there anymore.
I've happened to gotten lucky the last few times where I snuck right in.
See?
And it was just kind of me on my way home by myself and got in immediately. So I really got to have the full experience.
So you
to
got
to spend
lucky.
Some more time with the bartenders and got to play the game of, instead of ordering a drink, give them a theme.
I love it.
Like same a movie time. Or a song. I don't remember what I did.
By
I think
my
I asked
drink,
for the Goonies.
I ordered by color.
And they do a fantastic job over there. They're a good example of, you know, high-end cocktails in this town.
And it's fun, but... It, you know, now I have to go Villa Palma because I won't be able to get a seat. When everybody hears, they're going to take over the bar.
I know.
We're going to be drinking in the back alley in back of there.
We're going to be calling Erica to reserve us some seats.
Erica, reserve seats. I do that at Scott's on 5th, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I call and I go,
we fight
my
over
seat,
the same seat. We,
her and I have the same seat, so we have to go different days because sometimes we go on the same day, but we have to sit somewhere else because we fight over our chair. So, yeah, I've already picked out my seat in their place. So
good.
You can sit by the wall. I left you your chair by the wall.
I appreciate that. So tell us about what y'all are doing with the bar. What kind of, with the changes and stuff, what are you hoping to bring to the future of Villa Palma?
Well, when we had to close down Villa Palma in Cocoa Village, that was pretty heartbreaking to us. One, because the staff that we had built there was such a team. You know, we were such a family.
Now, Jack, did they come with you?
Fun and friendly. We took as many as we possibly could.
Yeah.
So we took the entire bar staff.
Okay.
And then just to clear the air on, I don't work the bar. I'm more of like the wine guy, and I work the front of the house. Our master mixologist, Heiji, is an incredible, incredible bartender. So he is the leader of our show and will be for the foreseeable future. He is light years above me in cocktails, so we're going to let the professionals take care of that situation. He treats cocktails as if, you know, like a chef would a plate. You know, the garnish needs to be right. The nose needs to match the acidity and the sweetness and everything. He is the master at that. I just stand out of his way. He's one of those guys where I don't order a specific drink. I'm just like, Heiji, can I get a drink? Because I know he's going to throw something crazy and wild together, and it'll be really fun and interesting and probably something I've never experienced before. And that's one of the things we want to bring to the community of Indie Atlantic, is just kind of showing off, you know, what we did at Cocoa Village that we were so proud of and we refused to lose. So this transition was unexpected and dramatic, and we did it all
very quickly. Was it a fast transition? Like, did you have much knowledge? You know, like, did they give you time? Or was it like, boom?
The transition from Cocoa Village. Okay,
yeah.
So we found out in December.
Okay.
That.
So you had a little time.
That they actually wanted us to be done at the at the end of December. Mm-hmm. But our family, you know, spoke to them because, we, you know, everybody knows in the restaurant business, the summer is, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah,
and we had such a great staff, as Jack was saying. Like, we didn't want the staff to go the whole season without trying to find a new
job.
Exactly. So we were able to.
That's a tough time to make.
And, you know, kudos to you for doing that, because I know there's three places in town that seriously the employees just showed up. Chili's was one of them. They showed up and the place was closed because they didn't want to tell their employees because they were afraid they wouldn't not be there in that last month when they knew they were leaving.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they get to work and there's literally a sign on the door.
Yeah.
Call for your last paycheck.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
It's
you
refreshing
know?
To see those operators.
Yeah,
to
so I'm glad to see. Because I know, like me, my staff's not numbers. They're all people on Christmas Day. You'll find them at my house even, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love my staff. If I don't, I remember having a bartender once. She said, it's not imperative you and I get along. And I just went, let me open the door. Here, let me open the door. It's imperative.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's imperative you like my kids. If you don't like kids, don't take the job. I tell everybody, I go, listen, I have kids around all the time. They live in a restaurant. If you don't like kids, don't take this job, please. And so it's definitely a family thing. So kudos to you, though, for giving them a little warning. And it seems you brought almost everybody, though.
We did bring
seven?
Over the entire bar staff and then a few of our key players kind of that were higher up. A little bit more of the leaders of the front of the house that we really didn't want to lose because, you know, it was a part of our charm.
For
the Cocoa Village, you know, it was just kind of the Erica and Frank, son and daughter of, you know, Pepe and Melinda, who have had a successful restaurant for many, many years, kind of doing the next generation's way, where they wanted to have a little bit more ambiance, a little bit more style and class, a little bit more sophistication. And I think they did that very well. And I think the community really, really loved us. And it was really heartbreaking to have to walk away from that community that we spent so much time.
I think they will come see you though.
With.
They have been, and it's been beautiful and amazing, like just really touching.
And for our listeners, you can go. Steph, you've got pictures out there on Facebook. We've got pictures on I think three of our sites on Facebook because you can see the inside. It's cool and a modern. I love modern. You know, I love the lighting.
Oh, it's very chic.
It's chic.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's right.
I appreciate it.
And you know, my favorite martini is. It is at Tuscany Grill, Gina.
Yeah.
And it's called a biscotti martini. But you guys did one last night. I think it was a Dolce. What was it? Dolce something.
Dolce.
Yeah. I'm a chef and I can't say that.
We'll work on that.
We'll work on it later. It was good. It was very good, though. Yeah.
Yeah, the Dolce Martini is just our twist on the espresso martini that you kind of see everywhere. But ours has got a little bit more of like an infused vanilla and a little bit of cream in there to give it a little bit
more
texture.
But you gave me a choice. I could have got the other one. They said, would you like a dark or light? And I go, oh, I have it light tonight.
If you want your classic cocktail, it'll be made the classic style in which it should be.
I absolutely love it.
You should be, you know, expecting that drink to be exactly what you're looking for. But we also like to mix it up. You know, we have our seasonal cocktails that Hiji likes to do every, you know, 4 months to mix it up with the time of the year. And then the specialty cocktails that have been on the menu for a while now, we can't really get rid of them. You know, it's such a customer favorite between the Italian margarita or the biscotti old fashioned, or even my personal favorite drink that we do on the menu is the Sicilian sour, which is our take of like a whiskey sour with a red wine floater on top. Kind of gives it a little bit more texture and depth, and it's a really like fun drink. So those things we can't really take away at this point. They've become such fan favorites that we're just going to hold on to. But we also have a little seasonal rotation that we're gonna implement as we move forward as well.
And we're going to work on that biscotti thing.
We do have a biscotti old fashioned on the menu. As well,
I know. So. No, they tried to show me that the other day. I go, oh, I just don't know. I'm still with Tom Cruise doing the shaking. You know, it's like I'm an old lady. You know, I want my martini.
Tell us about our wine list.
So the wine list right now is we are trying to, at this moment, kind of take all the wines that we had from Cocoa Village plus the wines that we had at Indie Atlantic and kind of crunch them down.
Okay.
And right now we're also using that time to kind of just get a feedback from the community. Like, do we need more French, you know, Pinot Noir? Do we need more California red blends? Are we having more of a push on higher end wines by the glass, or do we want to elaborate our wine list a little bit more? Do we want to stay focused on Italian? Do we want to open it up a little bit? So right now we're kind of just eliminating a lot of the wines that we have in our back stock, while we're also taking community feedback and trying to create a list that will go on for a long time and be pretty standard.
Awesome. No, that's good. That's
and you had a lot of stuff in there.
There is a lot
There's
of wine.
A lot.
With Cocoa Village, we played around a lot. You know, a lot of times we would even order like just a single case of quite a few things and use them as specials or for fun pairings and things like that. That's another thing I would like to implement into the future is kind of guiding people down, you know, what did you order? Okay, from that, what do we think we should order for wine? You know, and give people a little bit more experience of the, when you put something that pairs well with a wine next to the food, if you can put two things next to each other and it makes both of them better, I think that's one of the most exciting things in the food and drink industry, and it's something that I like to pursue and kind of push on people.
And, you know, as from a diner's part, I'm all about you selecting one that you think is great, and I'm going to try it. Like, I know when we go, I think it's Scott's. There's, like, a high end and a low end, and it's like, so you know where you have to be financially. Yeah. And, you know, we always pretend we're at that high end because we always say, well, what's the best one you got? But we don't care. We'll try what one they have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love the
powers. So we don't need 100. We don't need 100 to pick from. Like, if you think one's good, hey, we're going for that.
Yeah.
We're just trying to find the best bang for your buck.
Yeah.
We want to give you a quality structured wine, but make it at an affordable price. We don't want you to feel like you can only have the one. We'd actually encourage you to have two or three. You know,
prices
maybe even
never
mix it up and
us.
Try
I
a couple different
three,
things.
Three one we, night and they were $100 a bottle.
We would love to take
us.
People out of their everyday regular order and maybe show them something different that they could have a new experience and kind of, you know, be happy that they came into Villa Palma to, you know, kind of maybe have their arm twisted a little bit to try something new.
So now I have a liquor license, so I know there's a lot of rules there. Did you have to throw some seats in? Because it looks like there's more chairs now. Is there more seating?
There is. We've always wanted a liquor license.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always. But we've never fell into the parameters.
Okay. Yeah.
And we had our annual inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And things changed, and we fell into, like, the square footage and seats.
Yeah.
And with the reconfiguration of the remodel, we now have enough seats.
That's great.
Yeah, awesome. Including the bar. Yeah, it's amazing. It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I know we had to do that Paradise Center. We're like, we need to fit four more chairs. Somebody move over. We need four more chairs. Yeah, we found a way. It's like, take the garbage cans out. We put chairs there. Put whatever. That booth's too big. Put four chairs there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely found a way. I mean, now I have a different kind of liquor license, but I remember those days. But I'm glad to see it because there's truly not many places on the beach that you can go. I know I love Scott's, but I can't get a drink.
No, you want ambiance and you want quality, you want consistency. You know, you want something fresh and new. You don't want the same thing all the time. So I was going to say, on the R&D side of y'all, like, played with the idea of doing wine flights or doing some wine dinners and stuff like that, just to kind of play with the different varietals that you're trying to bring to the table to get more feedback.
That is absolutely the things that we, that I personally get the most excited about and want to be involved in. With this giant transition, just trying to get everything, getting the wheels greased and getting everything working smoothly again from, you know, the new staff, the new bar, training people on drinks and the wines that we have now before elaborating on more things. Right now, we're just trying to kind of hone what we have. And once we get everything back to the normal flow that we're used to in Indy Atlantic, the, you know, from being open 37 years, you know, we could fill that place every night and not have a hitch in our giddy up because it's just been done so many times. But with all these changes, we really want to focus on just making sure that we, everyone knows where everything is. Everyone knows the fastest way to do things. Everyone knows how to communicate well, especially with our customers and the products that we have. But I'd say as we get towards the season, those things will definitely be options that will be available to the community.
And just so all the listeners know where this is, because I don't think we said that. We didn't say the address or where it is. It was my first job. After culinary, I went to work for a place called Rocco's Pizza.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was Rocco's Pizza. And so it's sort of cool. It's like, oh, this is my first place I ever worked. It's in the, there used to be a Super Path there. There used to be a Super Path store. And, but it's the same place as Long Doggers. It's, that's not Paradise Beach is the next one. What is there, that beach called something? Is it, is that plaza called anything?
Indy Atlantic Shopping Plaza.
It's Indy Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Right. Yeah. Cause it was Super Path, but it's where Long Doggers is. There's, the Chocolate Factory, Ace Hardware.
That's been super helpful.
Pack and parcels right now.
People know.
Yeah.
During the construction, that Ace Hardware has been visited.
They're amazing people too, by the way. But, yeah.
The new little Publix, the Publix is there, so there's plenty of parking. Yeah, and you can park your car. You can go to Dollar Store and shop. You can have your dinner, you know, later on, I don't know, take slaw home from Long Doggers or something. I don't know. And get your stuff at Publix. So it's a great plaza. It's certainly in the middle of our town of Indy Atlantic, and close to home. We can Uber from there.
We can.
We can Uber. God knows
we
with
like
that liquor license. That liquor license has always kept me from drinking. That's right. I don't drink and drive. Of course, that car drives for me now. I was thinking that the other day. I was saying, if I got pulled over, could I actually just put my hands in there and go, I wasn't driving.
The rocket.
The rocket was driving. And I was wondering that. So I can only have one drink. Yesterday I had one drink, and then I left responsibly. But I was thinking, yeah, that's right. I was thinking, oh, this isn't too far. We can Uber. Or at least thumb, because I'll know somebody in that plaza.
We know someone. we know a person.
So what's your favorite dish?
Oh, my goodness. I have so many.
Or what kind of changes or what can we see for the future? You know, how much are you switching up stuff on Dad?
Right? So...
Yeah. Since the sun came back in action, I'm sure we're seeing a little fusion of the new and old school.
Does he get time off now?
Excuse me?
Is he going to get a little time off?
A little
now
bit. That you're, not yeah. much. Yeah, no, he's been, my father's still, he's still cooking. Yeah.
He doesn't know how not.
Yeah, exactly. Same as me.
That man's attached.
I keep saying I'm going to retire.
He has a permanent vocal cord.
Every week I say on the air, I'm not doing any more off-site catering. And as soon as I get in my car, there'll be three calls. Just one more. I just did a... last weekend, it was really cool. It was the Maestro Mark, I call him. He's the orchestra director for the Melbourne Community Orchestra. He had the most wonderful housewarming. I mean, he put the money out in these beautiful housewarming invitations and then online. But what it really was is, and I knew like 2 days before because I was doing the food. And I'm like, why am I doing all this foo-foo food? And why am I doing this? Why do I have a full bar, open bar? It was a wedding. So when everybody got there thinking they were coming for a housewarming, she was out, you know, and she's mingling, and then she goes upstairs and she comes down. He was went outside by the pool, and they had a little setup, and he comes down. He was in a white linen suit, and she came down in a wedding dress. Oh. And everybody's like, they're getting married. I mean, they had no clue. So it was sort of cool. So that is my last off-site, other than in one of my own buildings, catering. I'm not doing any more. Stephanie, you heard it here. Erica, you witnessed.
I'm going to have that signed
and
dated document.
I don't care what you want me to cook
Villa
outside.
Will Villa Palma be doing off-site catering?
We've always done.
You can have all my off-site.
Are you going to be
ramping
that up even more now that we have two very talented men in the kitchen?
Right?
So yeah,
It's a possibility for sure. Yeah.
Well, good. I have all your catering stuff. You can have every chafing dish I own.
But so bringing into more of a social affair to Villa Palma with all the cocktails, the wine, with all the fun stuff, what new menu things are coming down the pipeline? Are you going to bring some more of your fusion over and have a little more fun with like the shared plates and appetizers and stuff like that? Or?
For sure. My brother does a beautiful sweet potato and gnocchi.
He's so talented.
In season. Yeah, it's amazing. He does like a truffle Marlaterno Alfredo, which is
Erica, do you
also
cook?
At home.
At home.
At home. I love to cook at home.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll definitely, I mean, our menu's our menu.
Yeah.
It'll always be there, but I think definitely new specials, new appetizers, just, you know.
That's going to be fun to see some fresh perspective.
For sure.
For mm-hmm. to bring it back to
yeah.
the Atlantic.
And maybe when we're done tonight automating Eastern Florida State College, we can go in there for a drink.
Yes, we got to get an Uber.
We'll get an Uber. No, I got kids. I got older kids.
Oh,
we'll
that's
have,
right.
Yeah, we'll have them drive.
She'll
that's
be available.
Right. She'll be I've actually called her and gone, you just, because Moss is right next to my place. So I'll go, you just have to follow me. Just get on my bumper and follow me to the house.
Kim, you didn't say that. She came and picked you up.
No, I only had one drink, but I'm just saying, you know, I don't drive with two. I don't.
That's
I just
smart.
Don't.
Well, fun fact, Villa Palma, back in my food days, way back when I started 16 years ago with U.S. Foods, her father, so Pepe, was actually one of my first accounts.
Mm-hmm. And she worked with you, too. Is that correct?
And we ended up working together during our Cisco days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Cisco, man, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? What do you think?
A couple years ago.
Yeah. Can't keep up stuff.
It's all a blip
US
now.
U.S. Foods. Chenny, nobody has more food experience in this town than you do. You've worked for them all.
Hey.
You've worked for them all.
It's called evolving for a reason.
Evolving. That's
but,
right.
No, and then I actually ended up meeting her family when I went to Montreal. I went to Montreal for a vacation.
And you know, my family's from
and
Montreal.
And I ended up going into, is it Pepe's brother's, your uncle's restaurant?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
are
I
you
loved
from
it
Montreal?
So much, I ended up being
no,
there
my father's from Italy, but yeah. My uncle moved to Montreal.
My family's from Montreal. Mm-hmm.
So,
still lives beautiful.
So I hung out with them, and then he was like,
that's
yeah,
cool.
I have a brother in Melbourne. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. He was like, Pepe. I was like, I was like, well, let's just call him right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's
and
funny.
And Pepe goes, I guess I have to sign up for to be an accountant now because
see,
he just hung out with my brother.
That's
so
a
that's
small
how we
world.
Started.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
And then also they're that's neighbors cool. to me. And,
yes,
and
right.
we're in Oceanside Village.
Yeah.
We were neighbors.
We were neighbors.
That's how we originally like
we knew each other before we were
then,
neighbors, actually.
Yeah,
but,
yeah we did. Yeah.
But yeah, we were neighbors for a while. That's why I said I brought my kid
we
home
lived,
to
like,
you
roommates.
And went, here,
yeah.
take my
we
kid.
We had townhouses next to each other. It was hilarious.
It was like a dorm.
Yeah.
We had four places and then all this land because
they
couldn't
women.
Build for a while.
Great.
And it was.
We had so much fun.
It was
we're
so,
like, who's
yeah.
got the wine? Who's got the
yeah.
food? Who's managing the children? Who's
yep.
got the dog?
She had the fire pit outside and the hammock. Yeah, it was good. It was real good. Yeah, it was a good way to
see, the
raise
just
my kids.
Smaller.
I stayed
smaller.
There, though. I'm still there.
I know you are. You're right around the
I'm
corner.
I'm still there.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's all good. So I'm really excited about the place. So I think it's a breath of fresh air because it's great food.
Thank
like,
you.
Truly, I did my internship in an Italian place in Long Island. So I appreciate I don't want to cook it anymore because I had to do it for free during 9 months of internship. But I worked at a place called Enzio's, which was high-end Italian food. It was a little different. First of all, I'm old, so it was years ago. But in that restaurant, we did family-style Italian meals, which I'm sure you know about, where you just bring the whole big bowls, the big bowl of pasta, the bowl of this, the bowl of that, the big salad, and you just put it on table. So it was a little different, but the food was authentic. Your carbonara is as close as I can find to that perfect dish that I had in Long Island. And I don't even know why I look at the menu, because I'm always ordering the same thing.
You are such a creature of habit, though.
I know,
because you always order
perfect.
The same stuff.
So every other week I have to have it. I used to slither in.
We're going to broaden your horizons, though, because you got to try some of the other dishes.
Well, and Keith always has his, he eats the same thing, too, when he goes in. Like, he gets it different than me, but mm-hmm. he gets the veal. But, it's like, why do we look at menus? Skewers? Why do I look at the menu? They even say that to me. Why are you taking our menu? You know you're just going to order the same thing you've been ordering for years. I'm a creature of habit. I only eat in about 5 restaurants. How about you? What's your go-to restaurant? What do you like in town?
What do I like?
Besides your own.
I love Ichabod's Dockside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Love them. I love Shaquan.
Okay. I haven't been there. Everybody says
that.
Oh,
it's amazing.
I just haven't been there.
It's absolutely amazing.
Are they mainland or beachside?
Both.
They are. Oh, they
Satellite
are.
Beach.
Okay.
And then right off Aurora. Yep.
So in Satellite, where are they?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I'm still
right
out
next
of the wheelhouse
to social
now.
Distancing,
yeah, right now.
Okay.
Over there
oh,
close
yes,
to
yes.
Pine-Yon,
oh, that's
yeah.
right to the left of it. That's mm-hmm. right.
And if you haven't been there, you should definitely.
Everybody
the
says
yes.
that.
Like, where's the old bazaar?
And the family's wonderful.
They went to the old bazaar. Okay.
On the other side.
On the other side. It's on the left of social, yep. like on the left of Paige's place.
Yep. Yeah, that was like Duke's Barbecue and yeah, something yeah. else it's and something else.
A roasted chicken, yeah, that's yeah. right. Yeah. So I had to try that.
I love Fish Belly's food truck.
Yes, Fish yeah. Belly's is awesome.
Where's that? Is that also in
that's
the
like
Atlantic?
In the Atlantic where the old mobile was.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I used to live across the street
Drew,
from there. Yeah.
He's very talented, amazing.
Okay. So at least we're getting better food. Unfortunately, I don't know if you guys have noticed downtown. You go downtown, you cross the tracks, for rent. It's very sad down there. So I'm happy we don't have to go over the bridge. That's such a long drive.
It is. How dare
what is it, 2 miles?
Although we are still, because O'Galley's really ramping up, too. O'Galley Art District is really turning around and really becoming something to, you know, to do. It's becoming
went to Nomads last night. Yeah. Have you been there?
Yes.
So I went last night. And, you know, I haven't been there since it was a furniture store, mm-hmm. so it's pretty cool. That's what I'm going to say.
I think we're on the same page.
I'm wishing them great luck,
yep.
And we'll get the owner on the show in a couple weeks, and we'll give them time to work out all their kinks.
Mm-hmm.
I think grace is what everybody needs.
Huh?
Grace
yeah.
is what everybody
yes.
needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're... I mean, we've been in business since 87, and we're going through this huge remodel,
yeah.
and our staff has just been amazing, walking into something new every day.
And people don't understand.
They don't.
I'm a chef,
they don't.
And I just did something. I'm a line cook. I don't care. You can call me Chef Pierre, Chef Boyardee, but I'm a line cook. You know, and my favorite food's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But I can tell you, when I come into a place, the first thing you have to do, you look at it, and as a line cook, the last place I just went, the line's backwards. I said, this line is totally backwards. There's pass-throughs for a reason. And I turned the line around. Well, the whole staff quit on me.
Yeah.
All but one. Because
they
could not come out of the box. And the one that stayed went, wow, this is so much easier. I go, yes, because you don't even have to move your feet. Now it's just like, whoosh, you know, like
yeah,
butter.
The functionality
and,
wasn't there.
So anytime you go into a new kitchen, it's different.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes a minute to... get smooth yep. on things. So, yeah. So, people out there listening, we all know how great Villa Palma is, but give it time. If something's wrong, call Jack or Erica to the table.
Yes, please.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't be putting the crap on Facebook. Can I say crap?
Go straight
can
to
I
the source.
Can I say that on the air?
We've already
don't
been
be
clear
putting
on that,
that
word. We
don't
can
be
say
putting
that
the crap on Facebook. Just ask. You know, if somebody asks me or tells me something, I fix it right then.
Yep.
And if I can, it's like, give me a week on that one.
Yeah.
Let me get back to you
we're
on that
only
one.
As
that's
good
right.
as the information given.
That's
so.
Right. We
Absolutely.
Don't want to disappoint.
Yeah.
You know,
now, speaking
we take
of kitchens,
pride.
Have y'all made any changes to the back of the house? Or did you have to make any changes to support the front?
Shelves.
Yeah.
Lots of shelves.
We went up.
Dramatic
change. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We really have.
Because of the
staff.
Bar being put in,
yeah. mm-hmm.
That eliminated like the whole server area, kind of where we stored and
yeah,
all the
whole
things
station.
That we
yeah.
needed to have
I know
access
it
to.
It's wild.
And we do not have a large kitchen as is.
No.
So having to make all of those things that we eliminated from that area functional into a already tiny kitchen mm-hmm. has been a little bit difficult.
Okay.
We have gotten very creative with it. It is much smoother now. Than it was a week ago.
Yeah.
Moving some stuff around the kitchen really, really helped. And now, you know, one of our biggest things at the moment is shelves everywhere. You
shelves.
Know, we got to treat that back of the house now almost as if it's a tiny house. There needs to be a nook and a cranny and a shelf and a drawer and for everything.
Milk every inch.
And,
there are literally shelves going
so
in.
So just
as
ironing
speak.
That out has been fun.
See, and that's what people who aren't in restaurant business, they don't understand. These are huge hurdles, though, when you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden when it's not next to you and it's like there are all
yes.
these things and then, oh, you're looking around and so your food takes a few minutes longer. I mean, be patient, people. Mm-hmm. Change takes time.
We've really had just such great support and lovely people come out. Like
wonderful.
Our loyal customers as well as our loyal Cocoa Village ones, like new people coming in. Like it's really just been, it's been beautiful.
That's
the
wonderful.
The community support has been.
Absolutely.
When was the actual unveiling? When did it all, like, when after everything finished?
2 weeks today.
How soon are we? Yeah, I was
two
wondering.
2 weeks today.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think I was there on the first day the bar was open.
I didn't know specifically. So I just
it's a bold strategy.
So 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the bar went in first, mm-hmm. and we kept open.
Okay.
During that remodel.
Yeah.
So we tarped it off, and my staff just, I mean, every day there was something. Where's this? Where's that? You know, they just worked through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we closed for... 7 full days.
Okay.
And that's when the whole rest of the restaurant floors, I mean, you name it, ceiling, you name it, it's been
and you did an
yeah.
impressive turnaround. That's true. When the pictures were posted, I was like, that can't be.
Yes.
Place. I was just like, holy moly.
And it looks like it's been there forever. You know what I'm saying?
It
it's like
stunning. The
new stuff.
I can't wait to see it
yeah.
in person.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Even the lighting.
I think I'm actually
the
home
lighting.
For the next week, so I'm like.
Even the lighting has changed.
We might have to go.
We do have to go in tonight.
Why do we keep talking about it? I'm like,
we're
really
working.
Go.
We're going to be working for hours. And yes. Yeah, so what time do you close? What are your hours?
We're open from right now, 5 to 9. But
okay.
I foresee
what
that
days?
Changing.
Let's tell the listeners.
7 days.
Seven days a week, mm-hmm. 5 to 9.
Yeah.
And
in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza.
8:30. We're going to stop working at 8:30, even if we have to come back to it. We're going to go get...
We're going to be those people?
We're going to be those people. No, we're not going to order food because we're ordering pizza tonight, if you remember. I have kids. But yeah, we'll be those people. We will
Bizarro's Pizza.
Niche up to the bar, huh?
Of course. Bizarro's Pizza, please.
We like Bizarro's Pizza.
Of course.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I got to give love to Peter as much as I can, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Senior just had a birthday, so...
Yep. I just put that... I sent the little note.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday, yes.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's what we already had planned. Pizza, dogs, kids, work, and now drinks.
Divide and conquer.
Get your priorities straight.
Yeah, that's what we got to keep ours straight.
That's like a happy ending to the night.
Right.
Go have a drink of Villa Pumpkin.
The happy ending. Stephanie's happy ending. You just heard it here on
Glass
WWBC
wine, people.
Christian Radio. Listen, we do have a few things going on. So we've got... I've got Sherwin Williams' big event tomorrow, and we're opening campuses. We're opening dorms at the Eastern Florida, so we're doing burgers in the parking lot. Lots going on there.
But yeah, August is like here.
It is. You guys
scary.
Probably ate at Melbourne Seafood, right?
Yes.
There's one everywhere.
Absolutely.
Because Nick makes it great for you guys to come in today and talk about the place, but. Melbourne Seafood this month is a all-you-can-eat snow crab, $49. That's on Friday. He's got dollar oysters on Wednesdays. And best value, and I'm not just saying this because I love Melbourne Seafood and appreciate them being our biggest sponsor, but it is the best value for your lunch dollar. Mm-hmm. Under 10 bucks for lunch. We can't go to McDonald's anymore for $10. So, and with a beverage, you know, it's like you can go in there, get a full meal, enough for your two kids.
Yeah.
And under 10 bucks. So still best value for your menu, for your money. Please, when you go into one of the Melbourne Seafoods, they've got the one in downtown Melbourne is doing fried food now. They've got the one over there by Walmart on Palm Bay Road and then in the avenues. It's in Vieira. So there's one close to you. Find one. Go in there and say, Kim and Steph from What's Cooking in 321 sent you there. We also, Masa, I talked about it. We've got the Wednesday $5 martini night, mm-hmm. Which is always fun. Space Coast Harley-Davidson, 1440 Sportsman Lane, Northeast Palm Bay, 32905. They're having a... on Saturday, they're having from 2:30 to 4:00. It's the Indian River Natural Peaches. Pre-order peaches. www.indianrivernational.com. You can order your peaches ahead of time. Pick them up in the parking lot.
Okay.
Listen, I got to tell you, they were good peaches. Last time, they were awesome peaches. If you like peaches, don't miss it.
Next time.
That's right. just one more thing. I don't have a lot today. The Shining Stars, August 4th, 11 a.m. to 4. It's a back-to-school celebration. It's a fundraising event to provide a supportive and inclusive environment for individuals with autism. They're doing their families. They're helping their families prepare emotionally, mentally, and with backpacks and things like that for the upcoming school year. It's a family-friendly event. They have a play area that's sensory friendly, and they have lots of resources, baking classes, all other things tailored to people with special needs. But they're also doing that on the grounds at Space Coast Harley Davidson. Mm-hmm. So, do you guys go out to the Harley Davidson at all out there in Palm Bay? Because they have events every weekend now.
Nice.
So if you didn't know, keep go to their Facebook page. They're doing bands, concerts.
Family events.
Yeah, concert family events.
Yeah.
We're trying to get them on board for our Thursday shows and hoping that happens soon. Another closing, Bagel 13 closed because of employees asking for too much money.
Yeah, this is becoming a problem. Chains, yeah.
I don't know if this has hit you guys. You're a little higher end, but in because I have food courts. So they come in and they want $20 an hour. So I say, well, you're not cooking anything. You're just assembling. I'm cooking it all. You just come in and you assemble what I put in front of you. Do you think that's worth $20 an hour? And I said, I could pay you $20 an hour, but then I have to let you go when my place closes in a month.
Well, because you're a little bit different situation. They have career
staff. That's what I'm saying.
You know, it is, so
I said that. It's a little different. I said they're on upper. But I'm telling you, like Bagel 13, it's the same kind of, on the small end.
It's high school, college kids.
People coming in and asking for $20 an hour. I love when they say, and could I have that off the books? I said, well, where do you want me to steal it from? Do you know me well enough to ask me to steal? Where do you want me to steal from? Because if I pay you off the books, the money's got to come out of somewhere. Mm-hmm. So what should I do? Every draft beer put into a cup?
No.
I'm like, how do I pay you off the books? It's like, come on. So I always say, I'll 1099 you.
Mm-hmm. Contract.
That's right. I'll 1099 you. You can deal with it at the end of the year. Then I'll pay you right off the books. Deal with that one. Write you up as, I don't know, cat, you know,
we just
janitor
automate,
or
we just
something.
Automate
a janitor.
Them. We just automate them.
We automate them and get rid of them. There you go.
You know, sometimes I just have to do what the business calls for.
Erica, you might laugh about this, but this is truly what is happening here. She's not trying to put people out of work, but these people come in and they're asking for all these dollars to do a McDonald's job, okay? And we just say, you know what, just forget it. We'll put this little robot out here and you just put your own order in.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing, and they don't realize it. And now, come time, they're going to find and – you know, their president's going to be in, and they're going to find that they have no job. Who are they going to blame it on?
Yeah, it's my whole focus is all quick service and
quick
executing
service.
That.
It's happening all over.
That's the biggest staffing issues that we're having. And
does Red Ginger really have a robot that brings you the sushi?
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
It's the same robots that you find in the United lounges
and
the airport.
Erica Jack, were you aware of this?
Yep.
Were you aware of this?
I had no idea.
Yeah, so you don't get out enough.
A robot that goes through and
you do not
with
get
the
out
bus
enough.
Tub that will also collect stuff, and also it knows what tables to go to deliver your food.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Jack, you're going to have to make a little more space so her little robot can get through the aisles.
Is that robot available on Friday and Saturday
night?
Right. We might have a place for him.
Sounds like
can that robot host us for us?
Yeah. Exactly right.
I don't have robots.
That's right. Coming soon.
They are at the National Restaurant Shows, though.
They're seeing
AI take over to do automated phone lines, and they delegate you to where you need to go.
We're eliminating people just for the fact that you can order your food from class. We're going to have it ready, put it into a locker that we don't even have to see you, so we can eliminate two people there at each place.
Yeah.
Hello, that's six people. Just in one
building. That's one of my biggest focuses is universities and schools. That's where we're working on our big project. Mm-hmm. And then every arena, stadium, and complex in the nation, I'm working on a full changeover of having these lockers, and they're able to geocentric locate themselves, order, and they don't have to miss the game or event or anything they're doing. They're notified when it's ready. They go and pick it up, and that eliminates the lines and all the hustle and bustle and the frustration points of waiting to get your drink or your food.
Do you have time to do takeouts? Do you guys do takeouts?
We do takeouts.
Do.
So
Stephanie, you're going to have to put a locker out the back door for them.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to do a little R&D, too, while we're having our cocktails. Best inspiration.
There you go.
It's good.
You know, Steph will always help out.
There's no limitations in technology. You make it work for you.
So I have.
And that's how it works.
It's hard for me to do takeouts, like from the auditorium. When people call, it's like, I cannot. You've got an hour and a half wait.
Within your four walls, you can't.
One of the big things I do is the gun show. Mm-hmm. We have 7,000 people come through the door, and then somebody will call and go, can I get 8 burgers? No. Mm-hmm. No, you can't. If you come in here and stand in line with the 45 people in front of you, I'll get you them 8 burgers. I have them ready when you hit the right side, you know, over there. So I cannot do to-goes there.
No, the use case has to be realistic.
Yeah.
And that's where.
So that's why I was asking her, though, because you guys are pretty packed. I mean, it always seems busy.
Yeah.
So I know from cooking, it's hard when we get the to-goes in between what we're doing. Yeah. It's hard
to
juggle.
Our POS is Toast, and we've switched over our reservations to Toast tables.
Mm-hmm. So you take reservations?
We do.
It's good to let the people know.
Please make reservations.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah. Even at the bar, Jack? Should we make reservations?
We are not doing reservations at the bar.
What are me and Steph going to do then? Tell us.
For the bar.
Just text me.
We use a lifeline.
Yeah.
Lifeline. You get three of these. Yeah. So I'm going to use one of mine.
That's right. I'm reaching out. I'm using my lifeline.
Yeah, you got to.
That's right.
You know, phone a friend. Yeah. Now there's text a friend.
You know what?
You know.
We'll just bring them. We'll bring them foldable bar stools that we could just slither in. Okay.
Well, where the bar is where that used to little nook used to happen. That's where I used to do my food orders. I'd sit at the little table and have a coffee.
You know, you laugh about places being packed on. This place I used to go for years, it was Taco City in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had people in town, and all I could think about, because it's changed ownership, and it's not like it used to be exactly.
I don't remember who owns it now.
But he said, I want to go to Taco City. I go, it's Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. We're not going to get a seat. No, we'll get a seat. So we drive all the way over there. There's a huge table. First of all, it's packed, okay? And there's the huge table, the one in the bar, with two people at the end. So I just very politely said, do you mind if six of us sit here with you? They go, no, not at all. We sat down, and then we realized this was their first date.
Hey, so you probably lightened it up for them. You know, that's community sitting.
No, I don't know
city,
if they'll
though.
Ever date again.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's community sitting.
There you go. So, I mean, that's what Nomad is. It's tons of community seating.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But you're seeing that more often than not in places to actually, you know, lighten up that mood for people to sit next and, you know, make friends
make
with your
neighbor. Make their first date easier.
Yeah, right.
Let me put my kid next to them. Yeah.
There you go.
What was the name of that place in Indy Atlantic where the beachside therapy is now? They had like community tables. That restaurant was beautiful.
Did they? What was it?
It was like old cream. I had good food.
What you're talking about. I know. I can't remember the name though.
In Indy Atlantic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There was a place with community seating?
Yeah, I went
really?
Where Julian's.
I've been there forever.
Isn't that where it is?
Was it on 4th Avenue?
No, right.
Off A1A.
Right.
Yeah. It was on A1A. With
behind like Dunkin' Donuts right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Never going to remember after.
So Nick
do you remember,
Joe? Had a second place
not.
Called Julian.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No? So good.
And they.
So good.
I can't remember. Oh, and Satellite.
Somebody called Carl.
It
Carl's account.
It was in the Atlantic.
I'm trying to see if maybe I still have in my phone because I'd be surprised.
That's funny. So I do love that though. I love to go to Epcot to the German place where you sit with like 30 people and you drink yards of ale. Nobody cares that somebody's had the bird flu or anything. You're just passing that yard of ale around. You know what a yard of ale is?
Yeah.
I know because you've traveled the world. I bet you can twirl it and not get it in your face. You're probably really good at that.
I can drink a stein like a pro. So I have no problem.
There you go.
You got to keep up your curls.
There you go. So what do you want all of our listeners to know, though, about the new and improved and awesome, I love it, Villa Palma?
We are super appreciative of just the love.
I love Humble. I love that.
The community.
It has been overwhelming. You know, just it's been 37-ish years since it's opened. The menu has not changed much in 37 years. There's been some additions that have been added, and they're mostly odes to customers. You know, our Mother Teresa is from a customer. Our Shrimp Michael is from a customer.
Yep.
You know, so really, thank you so much for all the support over the years. And we are going to keep doing everything we can to provide new experiences and still keeping it the classic, what you expect, you know, exactly.
And Jack, how long have you been there?
I've worked on and off with Villa Palma, but I'd say about 15 years ago, I worked there for 10 years straight.
You've been around forever.
Where'd you come
yeah.
from? Where'd you come from?
I mean, in general, I've lived in Melbourne since I was three.
Okay.
I've known the family since I was three.
Yeah. Okay.
Frank,
Jack's
her
like my
brother,
still like you.
Is one of my best friends and has been. We've
That's
been
excellent.
Very, very close our whole lives. The family has always kind of treated me as a member of their family.
Awesome.
They've always been there to support me.
Wow.
And, you know, so
I love to see us all. I've never met your brother or your dad. We've seen each other at like different places we've been, and somebody will go, that's Frank. Scott is always like, oh, that's Frank. But we've never been introduced, which is sort of funny.
Well,
cause
I guess we're going to have to make sure you get introduced.
I know, because I opened
great
my,
humans.
I opened my restaurant in Melbourne Beach in 1994, and then I had Ocarina Country Club for years.
Oh.
So I've been around forever also. So I'm so glad to see like some of us that have been here forever and still going. And still helping each other. And I think that's what it's about, too, is you get some people from out of town. They don't realize we all help each other.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, they're my neighbors. They're my neighbors.
Yeah.
So we're part
literally.
Of the same community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've worked with them. So that was
she
also
usually
my
says,
career.
They're my humans.
I do. I collect humans. But they're amazing. Her parents, I just absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the same kind of community group, too. So my neighbor across the street, she's like the cruise director. So all the social things. She's always putting everything together.
I've tried to move in there a few times.
He loves a walk at night. I see her dad all the time. I'm running. He's like, hey, Steph. I'm like, hey, what's up?
I have to climb the wall to get into
your
place.
Yeah, now you have to, like, race me across the wall.
My kid does climb that wall.
I'm
like,
sure.
Oh, my God, stay off that wall.
But no, it's a
tall
community, and I love hearing that our community is so supportive and so patient with you all.
And if you really look at our community, we have not had restaurants close. You know, Ichabod's, Bonkies. You know, we've all been there a long, long time because our humans support us.
We do.
Good, bad. I know with me, I had the little tiki cafe right there in between Ichabod's and Bunkies for 30 years.
You had it forever.
And and even during the hurricane, when we'd have no power, I always had my generator, and there was a big sign on the door, charge your phones here. Bring your food here, and we'll cook it for you. People still remember those things, though.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's what kept me around for 30 years, because they knew, you know, if I don't have money, I can go to Kim's place, I can eat, because
reliable,
I can leave a note in her cigarette box,
yeah,
you know what
right?
I mean? And next time they come, and I think that that's why when you drive through Indy Atlantic, there are no places that are closed.
We have
supported each other forever.
There is a huge support system.
We've had a family come in since day one, the Palers. They've just been so great to us. They're like our family. And, you know, when Teresa was pregnant with Lauren, she would come in and, you know, my dad would give her eggplant and we'd do all of the things. And now Teresa's daughter is coming in with her baby. And it's just like, it's just amazing
generation
to see. It's wonderful.
Yeah, now the babies are coming in excited about the bar and the cocktails.
Yes!
Right?
It's like, I used to make cannolis with you in the kitchen,
yes,
you know, back
give
in the Lauren day.
M&M's.
And now you're asking for a martini? This
well,
is weird.
I mean, Erica's daughter, how old is she now?
22.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. Which is also mind-blowing.
Yes.
The next generation, the baby now going to be at the bar drink. So it's crazy to see all these babies grow up, and now they're our customers. And it's nuts.
Yeah. Wonderful.
But it's cool.
I think it's cool, though, because people come in. I'm seeing, like, weddings that I did at Ocarina, and now I'm looking at their grandchildren. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just been really cool. I can tell you our phones are blowing up. People are excited about the changes. We do have a new number, too. They found a new number from last week. We had so many people that said, because our new number on here is 321-305-9906. I finally found my phone.
Oh, good.
I didn't find my phone. I went and got another one.
Yeah.
So just put that in your, text me and say, hey, I'm listening, 321-305-9906. That's what's cooking in the 321. Kim and Steph when Steph's in town. Even when Steph's out of town.
I do what I can.
You do what you can. You do what we can.
I dial in.
So, and, you know, you guys, if you have anything in the future, a special, you know, we want to know about the specials because we take care of our humans.
Yep.
Once you're on my show, you become our humans, which you already were, I see. But call and say, Kim, you know, on Tuesday's show, just say this, tell the people, and we're all about helping our humans.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes, we're all about helping out each other and making sure the word gets out there. Phones are blowing up, so that's a good thing here.
Paying it forward.
That's right. We pay it forward. It comes to us. Anything else? Jack, you want to tell anybody anything, any secret before we get off the air here that somebody doesn't know?
We should be anticipating.
I mean, you get married or anything?
I am married very, very happily. Bought a house a couple years ago.
Yay!
Started growing roots and all of those things. We're, life is good. I couldn't be much happier.
That's good. Now, did you live in Cocoa?
I live in Melbourne.
Okay.
I live right off of Sarno now.
Okay.
So it's just a few minutes over to Indy Atlantic, which is nice.
Party staff maybe didn't want to come because of the drive or something.
They've all come.
All of my staff.
That's amazing.
That is awesome.
It's like a family.
It's wonderful. Right,
they're amazing.
We didn't want to depart from each other, so we will sacrifice things in our lives to make sure that we keep this group together. Which is one of the most wonderful things about working at Villa Palma. You know, one, the community has just been amazing to us, and we are doing everything we can to try and be amazing to them. Thank you for having us on here today. You know, maybe reaching out to a few new listeners out there that maybe didn't know
Villa Palma. We hope so. And for us,
existed.
Too, we wanted to put we like the rumor mill to stop. Because it's like we work hard, you guys. You know, I walk around in food on my shirt and dirty shoes, and people don't understand.
Anyway.
I know. And, you know, my staff would not drive 5 miles extra. They would go, oh, this is the best excuse to quit. No. We don't have to work with Kim anymore. She's moving. No, I've been fortunate to have the same people forever, the same as you. You know, I can't get rid of them. And I think they've all probably lived at my house. I get kicked out. Come on in. It is my staff has always been my family, too. So
it's huge. And we have a huge respect for it. And, you know, everyone listening here, you want to go see the same family that you had in Cocoa Village, go see them in Indy Atlantic.
And listen, Kim and Steph are going to be sitting at the bar, the left-hand side by the wall. I could sit at the other side, too. You know, like we like the sides.
You'll find me by the wall, apparently, because that's where I'm going to be put.
If you're in my seat tonight at like 8:30, could you please just move over? Move over for us. We're working hard tonight. We are going to be at Villa Palma, though. You can come and say hi to me and Steph. Buy us a drink. I don't care. I'm all right with that. We're all right with
that. We make friends wherever we go.
That's right. We make friends wherever we go. You know what, Jack, you know what kind of drink I'm drinking tonight already.
I think you're going to go with a martini.
That's right. And I'm having the, what is it called again? Dolce.
And I think we have to, think I have to come up with some sort of concoction with Hiji that's a biscotti martini.
Yeah, we can put a biscotti in the one we have. You know, I think they just rimmed it with a biscotti, but it was sort of cool.
It is a crushed kind of biscotti cookie.
Yeah.
On the rim.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, you're a little roofy martini drinks, girl. I don't know how you do it.
I'm a martini girl because I'm not a real drinker. Hello.
I know.
Yeah, give me fake alcohol. I do like good wine, though.
She drinks her desserts.
I do like good wine. But, yeah, my fufu martinis, the fufuery, he's giving us the bunny ears. I hate when he does that.
I know.
Erica was a little worried that we could talk for an hour, and I was like, oh, Steph will be there. We've never had dead time in an hour.
No,
2 hours, maybe we'll be looking at each other going, what do you want to talk about now, Steph? But
that is the truth.
Erica, any time really that you
Thank
have, because we like to take care of our own.
Yep.
If you have something, even if you want to call in any time, you let us know. I know Nick sometimes texts me literally when I'm walking in here. I forgot. I got this.
Yep.
And that's more words than you would say on the air.
Absolutely. And, we're always like shooting from that. That's why we always check our phones because people do message us.
I probably have something that
I've missed
today.
We'll be happy to always advertise you guys anytime.
You. And listen, if I could talk you into the Halloween spooktacular indoor trick-or-treat, the Melbourne Auditorium would love for you to come and hand out about 3,000 pieces of candy that day and tell everybody about Villa Palma, too. They've got a table for you for nothing. For Halloween Day. The police are all out there, the fire police, and he's giving us the finger.
Now you got the finger. Now you're really
Listen,
done it.
Steph, anything going on this week really quick that you want to tell anybody?
I honestly don't have anything.
Okay,
I'm
so
going
that's
to
good.
That's
so,
where
you know
me.
What? I'll be putting new signage up at the restaurants, and we're getting ready for college to get back. Starts on
back
the 12th.
School's coming.
They start on the 12th. You and I are going to be ready on the 6th. So
automating
that we can
our
go
collegiate
hang
locations.
Out.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Listen, Jack, Erica, thank you for coming on the show. All my listeners at What's Cooking in 321, please send me a text saying you listen to this, that you're going to go to Villa Palma, you're going to go to Melbourne Seafood.
Make a reservation,
even if it's a couple days ahead so that it gives them time. How ahead can you make a reservation? Anytime?
365.
So there you go.
You heard it here.
Not just for special occasions. This is a go eat at least once a week and have some good food. Listen, thanks for listening. We'll be back next Tuesday
Have a great
at
week.
1 o'clock.
All right.
Bye.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.